Let's play some Sporkle. Here we go.
One, two, three, Sporkle!
Now he can come in. Gallon, what line will you be playing for?
I am going to win again today. Ooh. For line 14.
Broke the streak yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Streak killer, streak slayer.
Mike, how the show? Who is this?
Hello, this is Ed.
Hello, Ed. Please hold. Galvin is playing for you. Spanish?
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Peter.
Peter, Spanish is playing for you. Please hold. I'll take line 1. Hi, who is this?
Mike.
The vacated avocado line. I got you, sir. Please hold on. In here with his bifocals and his trusty maroon sweater is Joseph Papap DeSanto.
That is correct.
How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm blowing my nose real quick before we play Sporkle, but I'm good.
All right.
Okay. You ever carry a handkerchief?
No. No, but I mean,
I don't believe you did.
You know, I mean,
I did one of my younger years. My grandfather used to go, take a handkerchief with you. And I go, okay. And then I realized you're blowing your nose into a cloth and sticking it in your pocket.
Yeah, right.
Keeping it.
Yeah. And then letting other people use it.
I would not let other people use it. No.
It's unsanitary.
Yeah. What do you got this weekend?
Nothing, really. You know, I was thinking about Ed Morris trying to get me to go to see a stupid band, but I don't want to go.
Which one? Which stupid band? Like a real band or a local band?
I don't even want to say the name. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
What is it? Wait, let me guess.
It's so terrible, I don't think you'll ever come.
Who is this person?
This is a friend of mine, Ed. He's an accountant. He works for Pricewaterhouse.
Great accountant. Yeah, he's good. So he's an accountant. The name of their band is...
No, he's not in the band, is he?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Tax deductible.
No. That would be better. That would be better.
Abacus.
No.
You're close.
Money owed. Calculator.
No, it has nothing to do with...
nothing to do with taxes.
No. Mm-mm.
See you later, calculator.
Yeah, that would be, again, an improvement. The name of the stupid band is the Doodads. Now, that's a terrible band.
I actually like that.
Yeah, if you're playing kid parties, maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
Like
no, I think the Doodads are like...
I'm a doodad. I'm a doodad.
Yeah, that's not what they're not even doing that.
No. Where are the doodads playing?
I don't know. Someplace like way.
Way to plug your friend's band. Go see the doodads at where?
I don't even know where they're playing because I got so disinterested when he told me that it was north of Newport Richey. I was like,
oh man, yeah. I'm out of that.
It's like in Hudson.
Will the Glockenspiels be going to this? Or are they going camping?
It's Glinkensbockel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
no, they're going. They're probably going camping again. They have two twin
boys.
They
love camping.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, you take the kids when you go
they
camping?
Take the kids. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they're both German. You know, they're like a little army out there.
Right.
You know, they're two twins.
You take the kids when you go camping.
No, I meant like when he went. Yeah. When he went with them.
You take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese?
No. I meant, like, why does he have to go camping with the Glinspockles kids?
And their kids. Oh, yeah.
Well, we went with, like, a bunch of people, and they brought their kids.
Yeah, but, like, hey, Glinspockles, it's not a kid's trip.
Well, make choices with your kids.
Get a babysitter.
Let them go
see the doodads.
Exactly. Yeah. The doodads could probably babysit. That's a great babysitting service. The doodads babysitting
We'll play
service.
Songs and, anyway, Joey is doing Sporkle while Carmen is out. Did a great job yesterday, although I did not win. Ruined my streak. Galvin, I had three in a row going, and Galvin stabbed me with the streak slayer skills. Joe, what are we playing today?
Today we are playing Can You Name the Movies Where Comic Book Heroes Starred Together but Played Different Roles?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Starred together.
Yeah, I don't really understand the question.
So is it like the actors and actresses?
It's the movie. Yeah,
right. I mean, no, but I'm saying like it's Robert Downey Jr., but he's not Iron Man. He's somebody else.
Yes.
In this movie,
I think so. I think that's what I'm saying.
Maybe look at one of the goddamn movies and figure it out.
I'm looking at it.
All right, good.
You said goddamn way too much.
Praise Satan.
Praise Satan. That's a lot of cheese.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. You ready? Batman and Wolverine battle to become the top magician.
The
Prestige.
Prestige. Goddamn.
Mike Calta. Yes.
She's about the buzz.
The Human Torch races against time to save Vicky Vale with a little help from the Shoveler.
Cell phone. Oh, I was so close.
Cellular?
Cellular is the answer.
Cellular,
Mike Calta. John Constantine quarterbacks a football team coached
by... The replacements!
Anthony. Spanish, sorry. Nick Fury leads a special police unit...
Shaft.
Members
SWAT.
In... Mike Calta.
So close.
Elektra magically grows up and attempts to reconnect with her childhood
13,
friend.
Going on 30.
Galvin. Ironmonger Ovidiah Stane teaches Batman to be a psychic soldier despite interference from Lex Luthor.
Facebook?
No.
Terminator?
This name appeared in
Judgment Day.
Last week, I think. The Men Who Stare at Goats. Black Widow and Jane Foster vie to win the affection of their monarch, the Hulk. The Other Bolin Girl. Okay. Lucius Fox grants the Riddler divine power.
Bruce Almighty.
Spanish. The Joker romances Catwoman after he's bitten by a werewolf.
So many.
Wolf.
Oh, no. Oh,
Galvin. We are halfway there, Spanish.
The score right now, Galvin and I are in last with two. Michael, you are leading by one with a total of three.
All right.
Street killer.
Kitty Pryde is pregnant with Scott Pilgrim's child, much
Juno.
To the
Juno.
Yes, who got that?
I did. Spanish.
Okay. Daredevil works to regain his memory with the help of Poison Ivy and the resistance of Two-Face. Paycheck is what we were looking for. Two-Face and Iron Man chase the fugitive Blade.
The fugitive.
No, U.S. Marshals.
Spanish.
No, that was me.
Okay. Jonah Hex is the 43rd president. Betty Brant. Correct. Is the first lady. Mike Calta. Religious leaders, the Hulk and Mr. Furious, are childhood friends and rivals for the affection of the same woman.
Oh, man, we just had this. Yeah.
No, we didn't. This is.
Pray for me?
No.
Ed Norton, Ben Stiller.
Heaven help us. No. What is it? It was a terrible movie.
Keeping the faith.
Keeping the faith.
Keeping the faith. The Green Hornet goes on the run with his pot dealer, Harry
Pineapple Express.
Galvin. Ghost Rider and Alan Quatermain break into Alcatraz.
Face off.
Mike Calta. After being betrayed and left for dead, a team including Captain America, the Comedian, and Heimdall go after those who targeted them for assassination.
Suicide Squad.
The Watchmen.
Yeah, damn it.
Not correct.
Not The Watchmen?
Nope. Chris Evans, Jeffrey Dean.
Because he was the Joker in.
Oh,
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
The Losers. We are on the last three.
This is tough. Yeah. Because there's so many characters that were played by so many different people.
The score right now, I'm in last with three. Galvin in second with four. Michael still in the lead with one with a total of five.
Tough one.
All right, moving on. Spider-Man decides to leave his longtime home, an orphanage run by Alfred Pennyworth, who trained him to be a doctor. Tobey Maguire, Michael Caine.
Pine something.
Nope, the Cider House
cider,
Rules.
Not cider, pine, cider.
Yeah. All right. Lois Lane is banished from her animated world with handsome Prince Cyclops. Goes
the
to
Cinderella
rescue.
Story.
Oh, no.
Amy Adams, James Marsden.
A prince in New York.
Enchanted is the answer.
Oh, I need this one.
This is the last. This is the final one. I don't have any backup. So. Right. Dr. Manhattan attempts to seduce Betty Ross while his younger brother falls for a different Betty Ross.
I don't know who any of those are.
Billy Crudup, Jennifer Connelly, Liv Tyler.
What was it?
Inventing the Abbots.
Oh,
man.
No.
The final score, I was in last with three, Galvin in second with four, Michael dominant with a total of five.
Woo-hoo.
Crushed. I'm back.
Crushing it.
Well, I'm back. What was the score of the Super Bowl on Sunday?
It was 42-33.
No. Was it?
41-33.
Do you know?
No idea.
Exactly. You don't know if you had one win or no. Well, you know, is you won today.
Yeah. That's right. Doesn't matter how it was done.
Nope.
Does not matter the circumstance.
No, I was right. It was 41-33. So I do know. I know exactly what's going on.
You're always a winner in my heart, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.